Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is about to return. Say that again. The Lord is about to return. His return will be glorious. His return will be soon, sudden, and swift, without warning. All of a sudden, He reaps His people off the earth. When the Lord returns to touch the earth, He's going to catch people off guard. They're going to run as in terror, those that are not connected to Him. And those that are in Him will rejoice. Now, this is very important to know, because people have heard these things for centuries. Even millennials, people have heard them for thousands of years. Almost little at 2,000 years, people have been talking about the return of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ left such an imprint on the world. The works that He did, and the Father honored those works. The day He died on the cross, there was a great earthquake, and darkness covered the whole earth like an eclipse. There was no light, because men attempted to slay the Son of God. And the Lord let us know through nature, this was My Son. And He didn't die by the hand of men. He laid His life down. They attempted to kill His body, but He died because He laid His life down and He picked it up again. And I thank God that He did. We get to live because of it. And that's what we preach, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news that you don't have to suffer and die apart from God forever. You don't have to be destroyed by hellfire. The Lord saved us from hell. He saved us from death, hell, and destruction. Death, hell, and the grave. Everyone who died in Christ, they're going to get out of their grave. Everyone who is in Christ, when He returns, will be caught up to meet Him in the air. And those that are not in Him will be left here. And God's going to finish judging Israel, and then He's going to return to the earth and reign on the earth. Just like the prophets of old have said, all of His word will happen. Even for those that don't believe it, even if those that don't believe it will be caught off guard. Those who believe God and take Him at His word will be caught up together with Him. Now, I want to share this. The Lord put on my heart to expose biblical myths. There are many myths that preachers preach against God. And the reason I say against God, because it's not His word. There are beliefs that people hold that are not true. And that one of them is the way that people see Christ. Jesus spelled out things for us. People try to include everybody in the things of God. But everybody don't include themselves. Jesus said there will be tares among the wheat. And people try to hold things together that can't be held together. Some people love God and some people don't. That's just the way it is. Jesus said, count up the cost. And I'm saying this because people have taught things in a way that give people false conclusions. Many times preachers, they want people to come in. They try to appeal to the people. But and I understand that. You're not going to be rude to anybody. But what happens when you preach the gospel, people have a choice to make. And they will make a choice. And you have to give them room to make that choice, because God is looking for people who love him sincerely. But what has happened is people have given people false information so that they'll hang around. And then they kind of choose, they get the idea they can choose to do what they want to do on their terms. And that's not true. Now, God gave us the kingdom of God. He gave us his word. And he showed us what to avoid. And when you cross the line, if you call somebody a fool, Jesus said that you're in danger of hell fire. He was not kidding. That's true. You don't get to be to be evil towards someone and remain in God's presence. God expects, you've been given the love of God. You've been given redemption. He expects you to love others just like he loved you. That's not a work. That's a reasonable service. We are here to represent him. We live on the earth to represent the love of God to everyone. We should never cheat anybody. We should never be rude to anybody. We should never hurt anybody. We don't have the luxury of talking about people to harm them. And all those things are dangerous, because heaven has a court system. You don't want to fail in heaven's court. Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged. Don't be so fast to lay blame on people and you don't have all the information. But people do it all the time. They do it as if Jesus said, don't do that. We're not qualified to judge a man's heart. We can see that what he did is evil. But why did he do it? We can't judge his heart. And because he did something wrong, then from there we deal with it with the love of God. That's why we have court systems to, you know, everybody's innocent to proven guilty. Now that's not perfect, but we take people to jail, let the court decide, well, if they broke the law, then they gotta go to jail. Or even be put to death. And those things are not wrong. We have to have a court system. We have to have order. We can't have anarchy. That won't work. That's why we go to war and we win, so the anarchy don't spread. But people have a right to choose whether they want to be in the kingdom of heaven or whether they don't. And God gave them that right. So if people don't want to be in the kingdom of God, if they don't want to walk according to God's word, they made a choice. You can't make people make a choice. And people have tried to do all kinds of, we get on people's nerves trying to make them make a choice. All we're supposed to do is bear fruit. We're supposed to speak God's word and represent him from the heart. And they'll make their own choice if they want it. Remember, go back to the garden. God made all the trees that Adam could eat off, and he made a tree of life. But he said, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the day you eat off that tree, you should surely die. Now, when God say, don't, whatever he tell you not to do, he's being reasonable. It's not wrong. It's for your own good. It's the order. It's the same rules that God lives by. He gave us the same rules that he lived by. And if you relate to the Lord and draw near to him and get to know him, you will find he will not do you wrong. And all the things that go wrong is not God. And you can trace it back to some form of disobedience on either your part or somebody else's part or Satan. But God is not behind your demise. He didn't call somebody to rape your daughter. They did that because they chose to follow the way of the world. And the world always calls people to get out of control. That's why we have to protect our children. We can't let them be around everybody we know. Sometimes people don't make the choice to follow God. And some people have resilience against the world. And some people hide their weakness, not trying to put, you know, make you be suspicious of everybody, but you do need to pay attention to the dreams that God give you. And if you really pay attention and the things of God, you don't learn them by just hearing it. You learn from God by receiving what he says and responding in faith. That's how you, that's the only way you'll learn from the Lord. You have to have the love of God in you to do that. That's why some people are learning and some people are not. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And everything on this website is absolutely free. Not because it's cheap and not because I'm desperate to teach. But people need to know these things. I don't want money to hinder people from learning of God. See, if you learn from the Lord, it's going to change your life and your destiny. You're going to prosper like you never prospered before. You're going to, if you use these tools, you're going to prosper in ways you never prospered before. And it's going to make a difference in your family. You can't put a price tag on that. That's more valuable to me than money. So everything on this website is absolutely free. The books that's on there, but you have to go on there and it'll download to your computer or your smartphone. And you have and you can listen to it at your will. All these broadcasts on newlivingletters.com. Now I'm going to say it again. It takes the love of God in you to receive what God is saying. You can't learn God's word by just hearing it alone. You have to receive it. You have to respond to it. That's why people hear the word of God and they lose it. I've watched Christians do that. They hear it and then they leak it out. They didn't let it attach. They leak it out through worry, frustrations, problems. Their focus is on so many things. And when the word comes to help them grow, they hear it, they applaud God, they love it, and then they forget about it. And it's never in their conversation again. Because the world is slick. And God will help you master your life so you can overcome and break through the wilderness of the world. The world is wild. And everywhere you look, the enemy is trying to push his doctrine. Just like a drug dealer. You know, the neighborhood drug dealers, some of them distribute the drugs and some of them have recruiters. They go out and give people drugs so they'll get hooked. I've watched all this stuff. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not dumb. The enemy, you turn the TV on, you see a half-dressed woman, and you see a half-dressed man, and you see all kind of stuff. You see people being rude to each other. You see the children disrespecting the parents. And you see the parents going along with that disrespect for children, not guiding them. You know, you watch the old Westerns, most people are rude. They walk around with guns and they got a chip on their shoulder. And some people were the voice of reason. And many people were rude and obnoxious and they would fight just to prove that they're better than somebody. And then our children had toy guns, and they act the same way. The enemy is slick. What if people honor Jesus? See, the false concepts that people learn, Jesus didn't ask you to be a coward. When he said, turn the other cheek, he's showing you how to live without provoking violence. That doesn't mean you're afraid of somebody. That doesn't mean you shouldn't protect yourself. He's showing you how to stop the violence. You don't have to bully people into a corner just because you're right. You don't have to prove that you're right. God got you. You're supposed to love others. And that's the concept that should have gotten across. See, when you can, it takes a brave person to turn the other cheek, to stand up for what's right and stand on what's right and speak what's right. These are the bravest people in the world who do that. A coward can't do it. A coward gonna have to save his face. But when you stand flat-footed and tell the truth and mean it from the heart, you're the bravest person on the earth. Or you're like the bravest person on the earth. But a coward has to prove that he's somebody. See, if you go back to what Jesus originally said and govern your life accordingly, you'll be safe. And when he comes, it takes the love of God to do that. Only people who love God will do this. And they see, people who love God, they're learning things about God and their lives are mounting up. Now, some people expect a person's life to be just like Jesus' life. If it's true, we grow from glory to glory. We start where we start and we begin the healing process of salvation begins in us and it continues and it grows. And we mature in him. When that process is happening, you start getting stronger and stronger. That's how it works. It doesn't happen in one day. From the day you get saved and ask Jesus to save you, that healing process begins. And then there are stages. There's the baby stage, the toddler stage. There are stages of your life. Over time, you're going to grow and become a mature man or a mature woman. And you're going to break through the darkness. The darkness of fornication, adultery. Adultery is when a person is sleeping, is having relations with a married person, or a married person having a relation with somebody beside their spouse. Fornication is when single people are having sex and they're not married. All these things will be judged by God. They won't go to heaven either. Homosexuality is when a man will lie with a man or a woman with a woman. And that marriage, the homosexual marriage that the politician stirred up, that's not recognized in heaven. It's not. It's dangerous. People that do these things, they're putting each other's lives in danger. Because God can't come back and take you in any condition. You got to be like him. You got to do what's right. Witchcraft. A witch won't enter heaven either. You got to get out of it. You got to get saved. If you're a homosexual, if you're a fornicator, an adulterer, a witch, and they're all witches, and they do witchcraft, and demons work with them to mimic the miracles that happen in the life of those who love God. And witchcraft is not powerful. You take a man of God that loves God, a witch can't touch him when they speak the name of Jesus. All these things are true. But people have danced around things. They try to stick to a scientific narrative. But the spiritual world is just as real as the natural world. You're just going to have to get over it. And all the preachers who try to stick to a scientific narrative to attract people, that's over with. You're going to see things you never seen before. People are having they have sleep paralysis. They wake up, they can't move. You see images. That's spiritual. That's not science. That's not the narrative of the science of the day. And that's the enemy attacking you. You got to rebuke it in Jesus' name. All kind of things are happening. And it's been happening from the dawn of time, since God made Adam, things have been happening that people can't explain. But I can explain it because there's a devil out there trying to take you out. And there are angels trying to protect your life. You get to choose who wins through Christ. Now, as we go forward in the Lord doing his will, we learn from glory to glory. And we learn to be just like him. We learn to live. We learn to grow and develop. Pay close attention to the things of God and overcome and break through the myths and legends that people have adopted as true. One day you're just going to have to follow God for yourself. And then you'll grow from glory to glory, and you'll see what the old preacher's trying to get over to you. Remember, everything that God does and everything he says is out of love. He's not being unreasonable. He's telling you the truth so that you can live a better life. He wants you to know him. He wants you to understand his ways. He wants you to know what works. And he wants you to see and understand and appreciate the best things in life. Now, God loves us. He cares about us in every way of life. Everything he's doing is important. As we go forward doing his will, doing what he would have us to do, we learn and we grow. But you're going to have to trust and receive what he is saying. You're going to have to receive what the Lord himself is saying. It was true from the time he said it. It will always be true, and it will never stop being true. God loves us and he cares about us. The devil don't. And see, false teachers, they're under pressure. People who teach falsely, they're trying to pay bills. They're trying to do all kinds of things. Now, some people really love God, but they teach a false narrative because they were taught it. They didn't break through it. You can learn good things from people who teach a scientific narrative, a denominational narrative, a Catholic narrative, a Pentecostal narrative. You know, they're persuaded that way. But that doesn't mean that they can't help you. When you go to church, something may be out of place. But remember, all of us are trying to grow. It's your responsibility to do the Word of God, no matter what people teach. You're just going to have to do your homework. You're going to have to pray. Some people can't read. So I urge you to receive it. For those who can't read or they have cataracts, they can't read anymore, get the Bible get the audio Bible and listen to it. Spend a portion of your time every day listening. But see, you learn the Word of God not just by hearing it. You have to receive it. And you have to receive it as true. From there, you can believe it and you'll have faith in it. And you can hold on to it that way. James said, don't be a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. You practice the things that you learn. You receive it to the point that you do it. This is where sincerity comes from. It takes a sincere heart to hear and do what Jesus said. Do precisely what Jesus said. Now, what Jesus taught was the way to govern your life. And he's showing you that there are tares among the wheat. There are some people that just didn't make the same decision that you're making. But you want your life to encourage theirs so that they can stop being a tare, so that they can start loving God. And you do that by loving all people. Your love should be broadcast just like the reign of God. When God reigns, he reigns on the just and the unjust. You're good and you're kind to everybody. This is why we do it that way. Sometimes people break through the world. They were evil. They were deceitful. They were liars. They were fornicators. They were homosexual. Whatever they were, we're here to help them break through because we love them sincerely. We don't hate people because they're doing wrong. We know they're doing wrong. They know they're doing wrong. But we love them anyway. And we try to encourage them to know God. But when they choose to not go towards God, don't hate them. Don't be mean to them. Don't stop them. If they leave you because you love Jesus Christ, let them go their way. Jesus said, let him be that's righteous be righteous still. Let him that be filthy be filthy still. Now, that's two extremes. And we need to honor that. When people are, if they want to be filthy, let them be filthy. But love them with the love of God in hopes that they will turn from their wickedness. Sometimes you have to shake the dust off your foot. That doesn't mean you don't love them. That means you govern your life accordingly. You continue to follow God yourself. And you pray according to God's perfect will. I pray for people, but when the Lord stopped me, that's when I stopped. When the Lord showed me how to pray, that's what I prayed from that point on. We have to include the Lord. We have to include the Lord in redemption. We have to go by the wisdom that God gives us, the dreams He gives us. See, God interacts with people who love Him because they want to follow Him. They want to do what's right. And He'll guide those who love Him into all truth. He came to guide all of His people into all truth. But sometimes the way people are taught, they don't even seek God about their daily routine. We need to seek the Lord about all things. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. God is just waiting on the opportunity to show Himself strong in your life. He wants to help you win. And just because you don't get a response in 1 hour, in 1 day, in 1 month, keep knocking, seeking, and asking. Keep persisting after God. And He will show you what to do. He'll help you win. He'll help you understand. You got to trust me on this. It works. You don't have to be in the dark. Now, if you follow God, you're following the best wisdom you can get. Because God can see what's around you. He sees through time. He sees what's coming. He knows your temperament. He'll help you avoid pitfalls. What's a pitfall? That's what's going to catch you, and you're going to fall into it if you go the way you're going. And He'll strengthen you so that when dangerous things happen, you'll be able to stand. But He can show you what's coming, and you can pray and avoid what's coming. He can show you where somebody might get killed, and you can pray, and God, then you involve God, and God can do something about it. See, people they're not praying because they don't know Him. You have to let go the false narratives that men have propped up through bad teaching, bad advice, and bad understanding. Remember, tares also teach. But don't call, you don't have to point them out. God, they're just there. That's something that God will do. Even angels are not smart enough to figure out who's a tare and who's wheat. It takes the Holy Spirit to do that. But we want all people to know God, so we love all men. But when the Lord points something out to you, it's real, and you're going to have to govern your life accordingly. You're going to have to trust God and not what you see. You're going to have to draw near to God, and He's going to help you. Well, preacher, I'm not used to that. You'll get used to it. He'll guide you, and it's going to work, and you'll learn just like I did, just like we all do. We all have to learn. We grow from glory to glory. Don't happen in one day. It's a lifestyle. And the faster you get to know the Lord, the easier it is to do these things. You're going to change. You're going to grow. Your life is going to be more equipped. And you don't have to be afraid. When you study the word, demons fall off your life. They fall off your life. And you become capable of doing all this in God's heart. The Lord's going to help you, but you can't do it if you hold on to false